Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке A-G. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
I always look forward to going to school, and I think I'm quite a good student. But several times a week, we have what are called double periods, and they're awful. Can you imagine? I mean, 50 minutes of history is fine, but when it's 100 minutes, it just seems to go on forever. Double chemistry's the worst. It's almost 2 hours of absolute boredom.
Speaker 2.
We have 7 or 8 different lessons a day, and that's okay, unless we've got a test, of course. But the real problem is that every teacher gives us things to do before the next lesson. I spend hours each evening preparing for the next day. It would be okay if it was just for 1 or 2 lessons. That wouldn't take too long, but it's all of them.
Speaker 3.
There aren't any subjects that I don't like, but my favourite lesson has to be maths. I just really love solving problems, and it all seems really easy to me. I don't know why people have such difficulty with it. Actually, I think I'd like to teach maths when I'm older. I'm sure I could explain it quite well. I'd set lots of tests and give loads of homework, though.
Speaker 4.
My friends think I'm really strange, but I always look forward to when we have exams and tests. I'd much rather spend the evening at home revising for an exam than, say, having to write an essay or do lots of exercises. Maybe it's because I've got a good memory, but I think exams are a really good way to show what you've learnt.
Speaker 5.
I've only been at this school for a couple of weeks, but I feel quite comfortable already. It's really similar to my old school, you know, lessons are the same length, we get about the same amount of homework each night, and the teachers seem really nice. I've made a couple of friends already, and I'm sure I'll make more as the year goes on.
Speaker 6.
I don't mind school at all, but what I do mind is having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get there. The problem is, we live in the countryside, and the nearest school is miles away. I have to walk for 20 minutes to get to the bus stop, and then the bus takes an hour. It's horrible in the middle of winter. Still, I've got time to do all my homework on the bus on the way home.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
I always look forward to going to school, and I think I'm quite a good student. But several times a week, we have what are called double periods, and they're awful. Can you imagine? I mean, 50 minutes of history is fine, but when it's 100 minutes, it just seems to go on forever. Double chemistry's the worst. It's almost 2 hours of absolute boredom.
Speaker 2.
We have 7 or 8 different lessons a day, and that's okay, unless we've got a test, of course. But the real problem is that every teacher gives us things to do before the next lesson. I spend hours each evening preparing for the next day. It would be okay if it was just for 1 or 2 lessons. That wouldn't take too long, but it's all of them.
Speaker 3.
There aren't any subjects that I don't like, but my favourite lesson has to be maths. I just really love solving problems, and it all seems really easy to me. I don't know why people have such difficulty with it. Actually, I think I'd like to teach maths when I'm older. I'm sure I could explain it quite well. I'd set lots of tests and give loads of homework, though.
Speaker 4.
My friends think I'm really strange, but I always look forward to when we have exams and tests. I'd much rather spend the evening at home revising for an exam than, say, having to write an essay or do lots of exercises. Maybe it's because I've got a good memory, but I think exams are a really good way to show what you've learnt.
Speaker 5.
I've only been at this school for a couple of weeks, but I feel quite comfortable already. It's really similar to my old school, you know, lessons are the same length, we get about the same amount of homework each night, and the teachers seem really nice. I've made a couple of friends already, and I'm sure I'll make more as the year goes on.
Speaker 6.
I don't mind school at all. But what I do mind is having to get up at 6 o'clock in the morning to get there. The problem is, we live in the countryside, and the nearest school is miles away. I have to walk for 20 minutes to get to the bus stop, and then the bus takes an hour. It's horrible in the middle of winter. Still, I've got time to do all my homework on the bus on the way home.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.